Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Tonight's guests, from Southern California Edison, Gene Rodriguez. And from Musical Theater West's upcoming production of Anything Goes, Bell Calloway and John Massey. And finally, from the Women's Leadership Exchange, Lori Lofstrom and Vivian Shimoyama. All on tonight's show.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram. Your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight, loaded with fantastic guests. First guest is Gene Rodriguez, who is the Director of Energy Efficiency for Southern California Edison. And Gene, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Art. Thank you for inviting me.
As we enter the summer season, give us an overall take on demand, supply, and whether we're going to face any brownouts or blackouts.
But this summer looks pretty good so far. The California seems to have adequate supply for the needs of all our customers. But that doesn't mean that it's time for us to just relax. What we at Southern California Edison is doing are hoping that we can get all our customers to partner with us and partner with the state of California to ensure that we have reliable sources of electricity by conserving energy.
And you recently were at an event, a Flex Your Power type event. Tell us about that program.
Well, yeah, it was a very wonderful event, Art. The Flex Your Power campaign is California's campaign to help make sure that every citizen of the state of California understands about what they can do to flex their power or save energy. Governor Schwarzenegger was there this morning to encourage Californians to conserve energy over the course of the summer, but also to recognize some customers of Southern California Edison's who've done a great job of saving energy.
And speaking of saving energy, there are a lot of things people and businesses can do to conserve energy. Let's go through a few of those.
Absolutely, Art. That's a wonderful question. First and foremost, there's a few things that all of us can do that don't cost anything, but in the end, it pays off really big dividends because when you save energy, you save money. So if you're at home, let's say, every customer who's in their home this summer should turn the thermostat to 78 degrees. In fact, that's one of the things that the governor was asking people to do this summer. When you turn your thermostat to 78 degrees, you stay cool, you stay comfortable, but you use less energy than if you turn that thermostat down a little lower. You're cool and comfortable, your air conditioner is working a little less hard, that means you're going to save money this summer. Say you're in your place of business. One of the things that just drives me crazy when I go to people's businesses to talk to them about energy efficiency is you walk by a conference room or an area that has all the lights on when they don't need to. It's the same kind of thing we used to tell our kids when we were growing up, or be told by our parents when we were growing up. If you're not using that room, go ahead and turn off the lights. There's so many of these easy things you can do, just smart conservation tips to help you save energy.
And I know some businesses, and at Long Beach State where I teach, we have automatic lighting, and they're with motion detectors, so yeah. If there's no one in the room, the lights automatically go out.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Art. And one of the things I think that makes a terrific example for is that if you're willing to invest just a little money, there's all kinds of technology out there, from smart appliances that use less energy to produce the same amount of comfort for you, to lights or management systems that help turn off the lights. There are just so many great things that you can do. But square one, step one for all of us, is just let's be a little wise about how we use energy. So turn that thermostat down to 78, or, you know, for goodness gracious, the biggest demand on power in Southern California, between the hours of 3 and 6. So what we ask our customers to do is, why don't you just give your appliances that afternoon off? If you're going to do your laundry or do other sorts of things, just do it after 6 or before 3. And that in doing that, you really help out the state of California.
I know Edison also has a program which Cal State, Long Beach, and apparently the other universities mm-hmm. take advantage of, where if you agree to reduce your load during peak hours, you get a more favorable rate throughout the year.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a whole host of programs and opportunities for customers to partner with us and to be a partner to the state of California for saving energy. What you're talking about is just one kind of program of that nature. We have a program out right now that we're encouraging all our residential customers to take a look at called the Summer Discount Plan. It's a way for us to give up to $200 to customers who agree to let us put a little switch on your air conditioner. And if the state of California, the California system operator, calls an emergency, we'll switch off your air conditioner for a limited period of time. The good news about that program, Art, is the customer gets to choose what level of comfort they want. So you can choose to participate in this program and have us turn off your air conditioner for a longer period of time or a shorter period of time.
Is that business or business and home?
Well, that program is for residential customers.
Residential.
We have a whole host of those.
So you have the technology to be able to turn off my air conditioner in my home by pushing a button somewhere with my consent?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. If you want to partner with us to help save energy, we're going to help you save money in your home, your place of business. We've got the technology to do it. We've got the technical expertise to do it. And we'll give you free advice on how to do that. The perfect example for that, Art, is any customer, whether business or residential, who goes to www.sce.com can take a free energy audit. You put in a few answers for us about what kind of appliances you have, what kinds of hours of operation you use, and you put in your account number. We'll use all the billing information we have going back in your account to give you personalized advice
Fantastic.
About how you can save energy.
Well, I think I'm going to do that air conditioning thing in my home, save some money, and contribute to the overall effort.
Terrific. We'd love to have you sign up.
And we have about a minute left, Gene. And on an earlier show with your president, John Fielder, we discussed the fact that rates for electricity have gone up this past spring, but mainly due to the fact that natural gas prices have increased. So it's really a pass-along of higher generating costs with no additional profit to your company.
That's absolutely right. What most people don't recognize is natural gas isn't just used to heat homes. It's really the fuel that's used to do about half of the generating facilities in the state of California.
But here are some ways then to mitigate the impact of those higher rates through a more judicious use of electricity.
Absolutely. From conservation and energy efficiency. And I'll tell you one last thing. If our customers will sign up with us by going on WWSCE.com, we'll give you rebates for all kinds of energy-saving appliances. We'll give you free advice, anything and everything we can do, Art.
What a deal. How can you resist that? So we're putting up the website right now. We've mentioned it a few times, www.sce.com. Thank you, Gene, for this great summary of summer programs.
Thank you so much for having us on, Art.
You bet. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.